Why won't you hear him out, my husband?
Oh, you're angry at Orpheus for making a fool of you? He's hardly made a fool of you. You know he is the son of a muse. Of course his music would move you. We are gods, it is true. But we take on the attributes of the mortals we look like. Of course you would be moved.
Oh? You don't get moved.
So what was it, my husband, that brought you to steal me from my mother's garden?
Oh, that was different.
How is it different?
That's not that different.
He loves her, Hades. He loves her enough that he made the ferryman cry, that Cerberus howled from the grief of it.
So your love for me was different.
You don't hunger for the sweetness of my kisses?
You don't long to hold me in your arms in the long, hot, desperate months when I am staying in my mother's domain?
And once I am home, do you not bow before me and thank the fates themselves that I am returned to you?
And you only lose me 6 months of the year. What if you were losing me forever?
Yes, I know that it's not forever, as we see it. But the lives of mortals, they are short, and they are easily frightened. And someday,
I may leave and never come back.
Do not say that would never happen. I can always leave.
Do you not understand that, O Lord of the Underworld?
Should I wish, I could leave.
Yes, I ate those seeds, but I did not consent to be forever bound to you.
Just to hear.
Now you seem to be moved. Are you crying, my husband?
Are you crying at the thought of your beloved Persephone leaving you behind to travel the underworld without you?
Would you rage like my mother, not let anyone die, not let any spirits enter your realm?
Remember, I am here because I chose to adhere to your rules. I could break them at any time.
Oh, you think I couldn't? My darling, dearest husband,
I am stronger than you. I am a greater god than you shall ever be.
Yes,
everything dies, but before it dies, it must live. And I am the embodiment of all that grows and all that lives.
Grovel before me, the Lord of the Dead, God of the Underworld.
Kiss my feet.
Beg me
to forgive you. And why should I forgive you? The man who stole me from the sky and the sun, who stole me from my mother.
True, you give me jewels.
You made me a queen of your realm, but do not mistake your gifts as a binding contract.
I am still the goddess of spring, and you are still my husband.
Turn your face to look up to me, my husband,
and tell me why you are so mad at Orpheus.
No, why you are really so angry.
Because he embarrassed you? Listen. Someone is always going to come along who is better than you are, better than I am. They will come before us, and then they will die.
Someday, Orpheus will die, and then he and his beloved shall be reunited here. But I want you to let him go,
to take her with him. You may put rules as to their return. We cannot simply give mortals what it is that they want. But there must be a chance. Now, tilt your head back further, husband, that I may take my pleasure. Maybe I'll forgive you if you ask nicely enough. Your mouth upon my thighs. Oh, upon my sex, that's a start. Give me yourself, O Lord of Underworld. Give me your everything, that I may use it for my own gains, and then thank me for it. Yes. Right there. I am the greater God, and when you are standing amongst your brethren, I want you to remember who you really are. You are a disciple before me, on your knees, tasting that which brings life. Tasting me, the goddess of spring. Yes, give me pleasure. Show me how sorry you are. Oh, my husband. Yes. Oh, God. Yes, like that. Beg me to come. Yes. Beg. Pray against me. Oh, I can feel your lips moving against my labia as you whisper benediction. Yes, just like that. Now, I will not tend to you. You will feel your desperation and remember what it feels like to be lonely and without your love. You will wash your face, and then we will go to Orpheus, and you will tell him your terms. Do you understand? Very good. You will give him the right answer, O Lord of the Underworld. I know you will.